Hello, welcome to the Track Chalk podcast. We are back. It is 10 o'clock now on a Friday night, but we're recording. I'm joined by Jay and Shah. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. I love Formula One, and that's why I'm on this podcast, because I love Formula One so much.
The tiredness is getting to him.
Oh yeah, I just love cars going in circles for 2 hours on a Sunday.
And curbs and gravel. There's something for everyone on this podcast.
You can't be it.
Is that it?
The last time we did a podcast late, Shah went mad with tiredness. I'm a bit worried now because she's cracked up already.
So it is after 10 o'clock, by the way, it's 9:59 right now. Charlotte just goes into a different mode. Like she stops functioning properly. She just starts laughing at anything.
What time did you get up this morning, Shah?
6. In the morning.
It's not too bad.
Alright, I was in work.
I mean, it's earlier than me, but yeah. It's like...
What time did you get up, Dan?
About 8 this morning, actually, because I had somewhere to be. So that's not too bad.
For a uni student.
But I had to get to a thing, so it wasn't by choice.
Anyways,
how are you, Sean?
I'm good.
Oh no!
No, it's fine. Yes, we won't be talking about Japan this week, as it is Friday and it's almost been a week since the Grand Prix. But just a quick mention that Red Bull have won the Constructors' Championship. Way!
Oh, tough bite, tough fight.
It was really difficult. I honestly held my breath, thinking, you know, who is going to be the Constructors' Championship winners this year? Max Verstappen is the Constructors' Champion. Ha, joking, Red Bull. Yeah.
Is he ahead?
Yeah.
If it was just him, would he win the Constructors?
Ooh, bear with.
Let's find out.
And quick question, whilst you Google it, guys, I just want to hear your opinion on this. Do you think, right, a battle in the last race of the season, level on points for the Constructors' Championship, would be better than a two-way battle for the Driver Championship at the end of the season, the final race? I feel like four cars involved in it, even though there's only one sort of trophy and it's two against two, it would just add so much to it.
No. Also, Sharp, I got this maths right. Max is 95 points clear on his own in the Constructors' Championship.
Why are you...
We'll come back to that in a sec, Jay. I haven't just dismissed your question completely.
Why are you talking with me? Just a quick question.
Because I thought you were looking it up as well. You're not looking it up.
I wasn't. I can now. I am. So
by my maths, he's 95 points clear on his own.
So Red Bull in total have 623 ahead of Mercedes on 305. Max has 400.
Well done, Dan. That's 95. Come on. Good maths.
Blimey.
That's unbelievable, that. 95 points clear in the Constructors on his own. That's
crazy. I find it quite
crazy
that he's on 400 as well. Like...
He's surely going to get the record, isn't he?
I'm thinking so. Cause
for most points. Especially because there's so many races.
Sergio Perez on 223. And then Lewis Hamilton 190. Wow. Insane.
90. So second and third combined.
Answer to your question, Jay, I would say a driver's title is always more exciting than a constructor's. I couldn't really tell you who won constructor's championship in, like, I don't know, 1979.
To be fair, who won the drivers in 1979? I'm not sure.
Jack Brabham. That's a guess, by the way.
I think it was Jody Scheckter.
It might be.
Now we're going to have to search.
That's not a bad shout.
Yeah, now I have to look it up.
Driver champion.
A quick bit of knowledge.
Only won it once.
Jody Scheckter won the 1979 Drivers'
Championship. Oh, well done, Jay. That is impressive.
What team can we get? Do we know?
Thank you.
Ferrari.
Ferrari. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. I knew that. I just didn't know who it was. I've been to his farm. He's got a nice farm. Yeah.
Where is it?
It is in Basingstoke.
Wow.
what? You asked.
That was just the last place on earth I thought you were going to say Basingstoke. The guy's from South Africa.
Basingstoke.
I thought you were going to say you went. I thought you were going to say you went to like Cape Town.
I've never been to South Africa, no, but I have been to Basingstoke. So who's the real winner?
not the Essex countryside.
Sorry.
He's the real winner.
Can't beat Basingstoke. Underrated, right. Like Benidorm. Who? You can't. Basingstoke's where it's at.
Right. Anyways, today's episode. I'm going to bring it back. Jay has had an idea. I won't lie, before we recorded, it has taken us about half an hour to understand this concept, but I think we're all on the same page and Jay's going to explain it, so take it away.
Oh, I'm going to need all the luck in the world. So basically, we are going to do another draft, a bit like our track one, but it's going to be for drivers this time. It's going to be slightly more complicated, so please bear with me for the next 30 seconds whilst I try and put my ideas into the universe on Spotify and other podcasting platforms. So basically, we will take it in turns to pick a driver. So once a driver's been taken, one of my colleagues cannot also
nab. We're not even friends anymore. But, colleagues.
Yeah, exactly. Colleagues. Yeah, one of my workmates are going to try and one of my workmates can't pick them after, and we are going to try and pick one driver for every single team who's obviously raced there. I won't try and say sort of too many examples because I don't want to give these guys any ideas, because this is psychological warfare going on right now. But that's basically the main two rules. We can't pick drivers who would have been taken, and we have to fill out every single team by the end of this draft. So there'll be 30 drivers, 10 each, one per team, and we're only going to go back to 2016 because that is when Haas made their debut. Teams who've had name changes, we're going to count as one. So Alpine, Renault, Racing Point, Force India, Aston Martin. Have I missed any more name changes? Alfa Romeo, and they were Sauber, I think, for a little bit maybe. I think that's all.
I have a question. I'll use an example that we can't use.
Okay.
So, what was that team?
Okay.
Why have I gone blank? Who did Michael Schumacher race for that wasn't Ferrari that he won his first championship with?
Benetton.
Jordan.
So, let's say we had Benetton in here. No, it was Benetton. Let's say we had Benetton in here, and I said Michael Schumacher for Benetton. Yep. Is that taking Michael Schumacher in Benetton form, or Michael Schumacher in the peak of his career?
No, that is him and he's Benetton. So if
now that changes a lot of my ideas.
I'll say a spoiler. Actually, no, I won't say a spoiler because you guys know what's going on.
I thought of an example that wasn't a spoiler. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, that was quick, to be fair. That was rapid for 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Right, we have the order up as well. And it's a certain Dan Palmer going first. So take the floor, Dan.
You see, I should have thought this out a bit better. From 2016.
2016 up until the Japanese Grand Prix in 2024.
I am going to go with the greatest Formula One driver in history, in my opinion, Sir Lewis Hamilton at Mercedes.
Yep, we can't really argue with that. That's a very fair first pick.
Very annoying first pick.
Status quo. Shah, who are you gonna go
for?
Well,
I think I have no choice other than to go for the next most obvious answer, which is I think, you know what, something that many people wouldn't expect me to say, but we've got to go for it. Max Verstappen in Red Bull.
I like it. You guys are ticking off the drivers' champions. Well, between 2016 and 2023, there have been three drivers' champions: Hamilton, Verstappen, and I'm going to go for Nico Rosberg, who won the 2016 Drivers' Championship at Mercedes. Yes.
That was one of my next options.
Respectable.
Thank you.
So now
Shah,
it's me.
You're up.
Okay. I feel like I've got to think about this for a while, for a second, because I will be last next.
We're in round two, Shah.
I think I'm going to go... Oh. No, actually, no, because you've both said Mercedes, so I hopefully will be safe if I was going to do what I was going to do. I'm going to say Lando Norris at McLaren.
Oh, that's a big pick. I was also going to go Norris McLaren. That is a big pick.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'm going to continue the world champion theme, and I'm going to go Sebastian Vettel, Ferrari.
Ah.
He came close to a championship a few times.
He did. And in those first few years, he was pretty good. I'm ignoring 2020 when he forgot what steering wheel was.
Is it me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm actually going to change tack a bit here. Now, a team that has not been very good recently is Williams. But at the start of these regulations, they were quite good.
Yeah.
And at the start of these regulations, a Mr. Valtteri Bottas was driving for them. And his 2016 season was very good.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go with him. Ooh, and I thought you were going to laugh just because, I picked Bottas and I like Bottas.
No, I'm
but his 2016 season was good. And you've now got some stinky Williams drivers to pick from.
Do you know why that's clever? Because Charlotte was definitely going to say Bottas for Mercedes.
I wasn't, actually.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
No. Oh, he wasn't? Oh, okay.
But I didn't expect... Ooh, I've just realised Dan obviously said Lewis Hamilton for Merck. So I was thinking that he was going to use Bottas somewhere else. So, fair play.
Okay. Well, it's me. I really was tempted by that McLaren Norris pick. I did have that on my to-do list, but you know what? I'm gonna go McLaren as well, and I'm gonna go Carlos Sainz.
Can you say that again? I cut out. It won't affect the recording. But Carlos Sainz for where?
Ferrari. Oh.
McLaren.
Oh. Good job! I got you to say it again.
Ferrari. I've already got Vettel for Ferrari, so.
Science for McLaren, right, okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot what we're playing. I was just saying Science where he drives McLaren. Now. Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Shah's doing a trivia quiz.
Go on, test me on who drives where this year. I don't know who's next now.
Oh, whose go is it? It's Dan. It's Dan.
Is it me?
I think so.
Yeah, it's you.
Ooh, I am going to go... Oh, I hadn't actually thought this out, I'm not going to lie. Has anyone said Ricciardo yet?
No.
Oh, I'll go Ricciardo at Red Bull then, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a solid pick.
I'll go for him, I think.
A solid pick, Ricciardo, Red Bull. Because no one can drive for Red Bull other than Ricciardo or Verstappen.
I admit it was a small purple patch, but it was a purple patch.
It was a very small purple patch.
Honestly.
Ricardo slander. All right, Charlotte.
No,
it's you, mate.
To me, to you.
I promise, because we're on round three, and on the little sheet it says JDC.
Did you go first just then? I thought it was Dan.
Yeah, I've got three drivers.
I do have
You should
two.
Have two.
Oh, brilliant. I thought three. I had one more round of pain, if I'm being honest.
No, man. You're next.
Oh, God. Well, I've got options, and I just don't know when to use them. Right, I'm going to say a lower team because I'm slightly panicking.
Going to lose my job.
Yeah. I'm so husky.
Sorry.
My love. I'm going to say Alex Albon for Williams.
No, I like that.
Fair.
Okay. I feel like I'm holding my breath during this. This feels too tense. I feel like you need some light-hearted music under this.
Well, I'll give a little song show to lighten the mood a bit.
See, Adam.
I'm still fuming that we found out before recording this that Dan doesn't know. And
I know who they are. I just couldn't tell you much about them. I've heard of their existence.
Name me one person in Endubs. Name me one member.
No. Well, I feel like I do, but I can't think. Like, I would have heard of them. I just can't think that they were in Endubs.
Okay.
Mate, Dan, let me Google it. Hang on. Bear with
me. No!
I think you should take your pick, mate.
I don't know the last guy's name, I won't lie. Phaser.
Yeah, I know Talisa. That's the one I've heard of the most, I think. She was on X Factor, which I watched with my mum all the time when I was a kid. That's how I know her.
The fact that you found out about her from X Factor is such a disappointment.
Anyways, where are we at with this?
Who's next?
It's your go, it's your fourth pick.
Me? Oh, yes, wow. You. I'm going to go... Sorry, I don't know what that was. I'm going to go... Because, again, they've had a few stinkers. So I'm going to go Kimi Raikkonen at Alfa Romeo.
Oh.
Because their driver lineup... I really like Marcus Ericsson. He's doing really well in IndyCar. But Kimi Ericsson... Kimi is where I'm going with that, for example. So I'm going Kimi Raikkonen here.
I like that. Charlotte.
I'm in debate. I'm just thinking, because I'm thinking I could go with some... I could pick someone for like Haas or Alfa Romeo, or I could go for someone on the top teams, because I'm more worried about the lower teams in a way, but I am going to go with my Mercedes driver, and I cannot have Bottas, I cannot have Rosberg, and I cannot have Hamilton, so I am going to say George Russell.
Didn't have a lot of choice there.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was the only one left.
Okay. I've been inspired by Dan, so I'm going to throw a little curveball out there. Many people are.
Don't. No, I'm joking.
I'm joking. Dan, you're killing me today.
Can I say? I'm going to say Alfa Romeo / Sauber.
Oh, that's a shout and a half.
He's done well there.
He was sick as well.
He's done well. Sure, I feel like... saying the only option you had left this early on might not have been the best strategy from you, because that's a banker anyway.
Well, I thought so you could have saved that. Had him for Williams, and that's what scared me.
Oh yeah.
Silence. Never mind. I thought about it, because I thought if Jay then
yeah
then
okay Williams, I see.
Then I don't know what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
You'd have to say like Nick DeVries test session.
Off Christ. The reserve. Mick Schumacher.
Stoffel Van Dorn.
I've never seen in a car.
Mick Schumacher.
I could have had Mick Schumacher. I might still. I just realised I could still.
Who's it? It's Shah again.
Is it?
Back to you already. Coming thick and fast.
Right. Where am I going? I'm going to say... Yes. I am going to say Esteban Ocon for Alpine.
Yeah.
Race winner. Solid pick. Consistent.
Can't argue with that. That is solid. That is very solid.
Oh, I know who I want to say next, but I bet you're going to say...
Do you know
it.
I'm really struggling now. I'm really struggling.
Can I have a question, quickly. So let's say a driver was on the grid in 2016, but he wasn't driving for the team I want to put him for in 2016, but he drove for the team before 2016. Can I...
It's got to be 2016.
I think we've run out of drivers for one team.
That's what I worried about, yeah.
What team are you thinking of?
Well, I think we've run out of Ferrari drivers, no?
No. Surely not.
Kimi Seb, Sainz, Leclerc.
When did Massa drive?
That's who I was going to say, but I don't think he was Williams in 2016.
Massa was years ago. Wait, we said all of them?
Because it was Kimi Seb until 19, and then Seb Leclerc, and then Leclerc Sainz.
Oh shit, I've got three of them as well. I might have to loan you.
It's what I mean, like, in this scenario, can we have a driver that's driven for the team in the past? But as long as he was on the grid in 2016.
Well, then who am I going to say for Ferrari if there's no one left?
Have you not got a Ferrari either?
No!
Oh, crumbs.
Carlo, this is actually my fault. I put three of them.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Jay, it's your go.
You're going to have to pick someone else, Char.
I've got an idea, but it's my go. Tell me no, but go on. Continue.
Okay. I'll go AlphaTauri / Toro Rosso, Pierre Gasly.
I'm going to go Felipe Massa for Ferrari then. What, he was on the grid in 2016. He was Bottas's teammate. Bottas beat him quite comfortably, I think. But he drove for Ferrari in the past. Nearly won a championship. Might still win a championship. I'm not really sure what's going on with this court case that he's apparently going down the route of. But Felipe Massa, solid driver. He can go in Ferrari, seeing as we're bending the rules.
He was. Well, Sean, you're going to have to pick someone else.
Whose go is it? Is it me? Or is it you?
Who is it? It's you, yes.
Okay, well, let's potentially sort this Ferrari thing out, or I might just leave that right to the end. But I feel like while we're on it, I may as well talk about it. You're all going to tell me no, but I'm honestly... I don't know who else to say. Except for Michael Schumacher right now.
The seven-time world champion. I'm not so sure about that one.
Was there no one from Ferrari who was still on the grid in 2016?
There must be.
Drove for Ferrari pre-2016.
Right, 2016.
So look at the...
I'm trying to go back down the archives.
Raikkonen. That's it. 2017.
Was here was
Vettel.
Do we need to go down the reserve program here? Have we said Alonso yet?
No.
No.
He's an option.
When was he there, though?
Before 2016, but he was still on the grid after.
He was there.
Okay, so shall I take that then? Is that fine?
Yeah, I can't think of another option, really.
Because
he's also on the grid now.
That's the thing that was panicking me, and I forgot that he was there. Okay, I'll say Alonso there then.
Sorry, it's a good option, to be fair.
That's actually not that bad. That's actually all right.
That's actually probably better than anyone else who's driven post Alonso Ferrari. Dan, it's up to you.
Let's get into the nitty gritty.
I'm having a think.
I really want to say mine now. Ooh. I've really got one, and I know you're all going to take it. Please let me go next.
I mean,
who would you be thinking?
I don't know.
I need some time to think. I can't think of driver lineups.
Easy, come on, let me go. I've got one. I could do.
I am going to go. I'm trying to think of who was before him and him.
I don't know. Can I just say mine?
Can I think who it was? No.
Trying to pressure you into it.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go Haas. I'm going to go Hülkenberg.
Nice. Brilliant choice. I like that.
He's kind of like... He's a bit like a cheese sandwich of an F1 driver. Solid, dependable, does the job, nothing special. Cheese sandwich, Nico Hülkenberg.
Cheese sandwich. Put some respect on his name. At least he's got a bit of like chorizo or something in there, surely.
If he gets on the podium, I'll upgrade him to a cheese and pickle sandwich.
Cheese and pickle? Oh, Christ.
Pickle.
Don't knock Branston pickle. That is an elite sandwich.
To be fair, Dan is definitely the kind of guy on a school trip to bring.
I'm so offended.
What do you mean? You just said don't, like, slate it.
I never said I was taking... I was taking him out and about on school trips. I just said I like eating them.
So where are you eating them? Only in your house. You don't go anywhere with it.
Yeah, cheese and pickle sandwich for one.
Yeah, but, okay.
Just at home.
I'm going to go on about this.
So,
is it me then? 100%. Right, if
I'm really... I'm intrigued who you're going to say.
I'm really wrong about this. I'm getting quite upset because I'm very excited. I'm going to Racing Point days / Aston Martin, but Racing Point, Sergio Perez. Yeah, boy!
Good shout, good shout.
I don't know.
I got so worried.
It is a good shout. I'm annoyed.
Mate, he was lightning in that pink. I'm getting worried about
my Aston Martin pick.
Is Lance Stroll still available, guys? Don't forget.
I'm just thinking, we've also run out of Red Bull drivers, haven't we?
Have we?
Because you said Perez.
No.
You said Perez.
Oh, but I've got Albon as well, and you've got Gasly.
You've got Perez and Albon. Dan's got Verstappen.
I've got Verstappen.
And someone else has got Ricciardo.
Gasly. Oh, Gasly's gone as well.
I've got Gasly. So I might have to.
Oh,
use
it might be
the,
a Mark Webber job here.
I'm going to have to use the rule bend, aren't I? Okay.
Kvyat.
I think it's going to have to be Mark Webber, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Jay's fuming. He was in 2016 as well, so he is like the front option.
Yeah, boy.
Do you know what, as well? I can't even take Kvyat for AlphaTauri because I've already got Gasly there.
Oh,
damn it. That is really annoying. Okay, do you know what? I'm going to have to get someone out of the way. I'm going to have to say George Russell Williams.
I've got George Russell. Hands off.
Russell, yeah, as I say, Russell's gone.
You need to play your own game, man.
Okay, then.
Man. I think it's ANDV. None of us will take.
I'm going to go Haas.
You didn't hear my comment.
K-Mag.
Okay.
That is a bit smelly, but...
Is that not who I said? Oh, no, I said Hulkenberg. Never mind. Sorry.
Right, back to you, Shaw. Let's get into the difficult stage now.
Oh, I'm finding this really funny. right. So, what I have left is AlphaTauri, Haas, and Alfa Romeo. So, I'm just having a quick look through these because I've got a couple of ideas.
Hang on, you've only got three left.
You should have four. Yes, you have three.
That's why I keep getting confused why it's all back to me.
I've got four.
Well, then someone else go. I'm fine with that.
Have you got four, Jay?
Wait, I've got Red Bull, Alpine, Aston Martin, Williams.
Yeah, I've got four.
Well, then someone else go and I'll go on the next one.
Wait, surely, have you got nine written down?
No, I've got Williams, Alfa Romeo, Haas, Aston Martin, AlphaTauri, Alpine, McLaren, Ferrari, Red Bull, Merck.
Oh, that is 10, when to
I
be fair.
When I shouted at you earlier, Jay, saying, oh, I don't think I'm next. I think that's when it was.
Oh, wait. Maybe it was. Okay, then. I'll go next, then. Because why not? I'll go for... Mate, I really don't want to do Kvyat Red Bull, but I just got no choice.
You have to.
I'm trying to think. Who else has driven for Renault? Hülkenberg, Ocon are gone. Ricciardo's gone. Alonso's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Are we run out of Renaults? Magnussen's gone. Jolyon Palmer.
He might have been 2016.
Am I going to take Jolyon Palmer? Surely not.
I mean, that man has a fantastic surname, though.
I really do think he was there in Renault.
And that is about it.
In 2017.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Actually, there's a couple of names here that I'm not seeing that I have slept on. I'm going to go for. Nope, I'm not going to go for that because I've already chosen them. Okay, do you know what? Jolyon Palmer, Renault, Aston Martin, Alpine.
Why?
That's my pick.
Yeah, I've just realised I've got the same problem with Renault.
Ha 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 ha
I might need to go back a year earlier with Renault and go 2015.
Who's
the only one
2015?
Left? Grosjean and Maldonado, but out of the two.
Grosjean.
Have you two both done McLaren, by the way?
Yeah, I did Lando.
I've just realised who I've ended up with for McLaren as well, but I'm going to have to go Grosjean for Renault slash
he's
Alpine.
He's got stuff all.
No, he's got Piastri.
Oh yeah.
Never mind. I've got fucking FP Astri. False alarm. I'll go.
You guys are being so dramatic.
I'll go none of them. Actually, by the way, I'm not going any of them right now. I'm gonna go for Lance Stroll for Aston Martin because in the Racing Point days, that COVID era, decent. He was decent.
Aww, you picked Lance Strollington.
Do you mean my man Lance? So, he's not my man Lance. He's just Lance.
He's just Lance. He's just Lance.
What?
I think that's the quote of the podcast.
That's the way you said
Lance.
It.
He's my man Bottas. So you can have my man Bottas. You can't have my man Lance. He's just Lance.
So just for clarity, yes. We've all got three left.
Yes.
Okay, so Shah, go on. We'll go with you now.
I am stuck between a few opciones. Have you both got Alfa Romeo out of interest?
Yes.
And I think you both.
Sorry, I was nodding my head.
Oh yeah,
yes,
Dad was
yes.
Nodding. Okay. I think I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go. I feel like I'm a contradiction for saying this. But I'm going to say Antonio Giovinazzi.
Surprised you've remembered him.
Not forgettable enough for me.
That is true.
He has some sick qualities, though.
Oh, it's tough now. It's tough. I'm just looking at... Cause I've still got to do Force India / Racing Point / Aston Martin. I'm just struggling.
What's the other team you have?
There's only Williams.
Okay. Say NDV, man.
I'm trying to actually and Red Bull. Do you know what? I'll go Kvyat Red Bull because I mean I've got to say it at some point, so I'll say it now.
Is it me?
My lineup.
Yeah,
is
go on, Dan.
Smelly.
We'll just do this all
yeah.
Well, I have no choice on AlphaTauri now, so I'm going to have to say the Kiwi, Brendan Hartley.
How would you have
what
no
a guy.
Choice?
Brendan Hartley, what a shout that is.
Well, he's the only one left.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Between 2016, he's the only one left. We have Albon, Gasly, Kvyat, Sainz, Max. So there's no one else.
Okay, can I go next really quick?
Fairs.
Well, then I'll take Yuki Tsunoda. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Honestly, what is wrong with you guys?
Oh, I've had a stinker. I've had an absolute stinker there.
Like he's the only one left.
Wait, do you think you could have had Lawson as well?
Lawson, I won't lie.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, he's only had two races though. Didn't Nick de Vries look good after one race? And look how that ended up. Sorry, Jay.
You just wait, mate.
So,
these guys.
I've already got
is it
one
my
left.
Go?
I've got two. I know that much.
I've got two.
It doesn't really matter at this point,
okay.
Does it?
I feel like I've won.
What two have you
I've
got?
I've got to tick off Aston Martin and Williams.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've got neither of those.
My problem with Aston Martin is that I've run out of drivers. I'm not going to go backwards,
I'm going to use
a pre-season test, and I'm going to say Felipe Drugovich.
How has Jay managed to find someone that's never raced an F1?
I don't know if
to be in his combined grid.
I don't know if I want to.
Because
he hasn't even raced an F1.
Okay, do you know what then? I'll go back. I'll go back in time to an era slightly before 2016. I'm just sort of scrolling back now. Who I want? Okay, got some names here. Could I have Adrian Sutil, please?
Sorry, I just never thought I would hear that sentence.
Can I please?
You can have Adrian Sutil, Jay. You can take
him.
By all means.
The German maestro. The German legend.
You want Petrov while you're at it and really get the band back together. Tali Petrov and Adrian Sutil.
Oh, Max Chilton.
Matt Donato on the wing. So I've done that like a starting 11. I don't know why I've done that. Is it me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, big Romain Grosjean is in the Alpine for me then. / Renault.
Quite good as you got Grosjean, fares. I have to say.
Yeah, so am I.
All right. It's the final round, so who's going last? Or who's going first? What does he last for? Who's going first?
I don't think it matters, does it? We've all got different teams.
Go on, Dan. Go on, Dan. You can have back to back.
Okay, well, I've got Piastri and McLaren.
Well, I gave you that.
But to be fair, that's a good final.
Yeah, Shard did give me that, to be fair, because I was going back through the archives.
He was...
Yeah, you did. You
Yeah, I'm giving you credit for it. It's all right. Don't worry. I was going back to the Stoffel Van Dorn, so I'm glad Charles remembered that there's a F1 season going on right now.
Stoffel Van Dorn, he got whitewashed. Although he is a world champion.
He is, he is. He got unlucky with the Honda engine.
Yeah. Go on, Charles, you can have the next.
So I'm penultimate. So I just have Haas. I'm just trying to think of who we haven't said, because I am a little bit worried.
To be fair, there's a couple of realistic shouts there.
And there's one that I'm thinking that I feel like it'd be criminal if I don't say it.
Oh, she's got to say it.
Go on, get Mazepin in there. Get him in the 11.
Oh, it wasn't even him I was thinking of. I forgot about that.
But he did so well.
He did great.
Wait, did Maldonado drive for Haas?
Maldonado?
Did he drive for Haas?
I didn't say Maldonado.
That back in the day?
No, but I was thinking, did he drive for Was it him? Oh, no, it was Gutierrez.
Yeah, it was Esteban Gutierrez.
Yeah, no, I'm still going to say it. I'm going to say my man,
go on,
Mick Schumacher.
Well, Mick Charlotte's Schumacher lineup is going to have the most crash damage. I can predict that one now.
Probably.
Yep. That is going to be a
mind you, I've got Grosjean, so this could be all over the shop.
This looks fun.
Do you know what we should do? We should get our 10 drivers and put them onto our 10 track list and just see who would have the best season.
I think I've got an idea who'd have best season of mine. Oh, sorry. Ignore right. that. Go on, Jay.
I've got one more
who
pick. Right. And I am going to... I'm not going to bend
them. What team
them,
is it?
But I'm going to... I've got Williams. Okay. I'm going to use my brain a little bit. So, at the start of this recording, Dan said that when we pick them, are we picking them from the era of, said team, right? And we all said
but
yes.
You can't now say no.
Did we not? No. I know. Okay. I'm agreeing with you, because that's why I'm going to go for Williams, Nick De Vries. One race, point finish. 100% points finish. Point
That's
finishes.
Actually annoyingly smart. That one
for
race
Nick De Vries
was really
and
good.
Williams.
I can't believe that.
So that is how we are ending.
I cannot believe we have reached this point of the podcast.
I really don't think we could have ended it any other way there.
I can't believe it.
Oh, well, who was the share there? The grid. Do you know, I'm looking at mine. I really don't want to share.
Do you know what? I think mine's quite good. I think mine's quite good. I'm happy with mine.
Go on.
Yeah.
This year,
I
really
hate mine. Mine's terrible.
Who's going first?
I don't mind.
Go on, Dan. Since you've got the
right,
you've got the
so I've got
one.
Big Lewis Hamilton for Merck. Great driver. I've got Danny Ric for Red Bull. You know, the purple patch he had at Red Bull was good. He got quite unlucky with Renault engines 1 year especially.
He
was challenging Max, and no one else can say they've done that recently. Felipe Massa for Ferrari. It wasn't his finest sort of time post 2016, because I kind of bent the rules a bit on that one. But Massa, in the height of his career, was a very good driver. Grosjean for Alpine. Moving on. Lance Stroll for Aston Martin. He's been pretty questionable throughout most of his career. But COVID era Lance Stroll, he got a pole. He got a couple of podiums. It's not a bad shout. Brendan Hartley for AlphaTauri. Yep. Alfa Romeo, Kimi Raikkonen for that one.
To be fair, that's laughable as well, Kimi.
No. So Kimi is an icon. Kimi brought some stability to a team that needed it. Don't knock Kimi Räikkönen.
But he was on the beach at Alvaro. He was collecting a fat paycheck.
Whatever. Oh, game's the game. Oscar Piastri for McLaren. Let's cheer Shia for that one.
That's good.
Valtteri Bottas for Williams. Now, I think this is a very sly pick. I'm very happy with this one because throughout his entire Williams career, Bottas was bloody brilliant. Basically. He was. Why are you laughing? Am I wrong?
He was. Exactly. It's just how you presented it. It was so formal. It's like I was at like a university lecture and someone was telling me about like Bottas 2016. That was your thesis.
Ooh, now that's a good idea. I know what I'm writing my dissertation on now. Valtteri Bottas at Williams. Haas, Nico Hülkenberg. Because he's a solid, dependable driver. I reckon these 10 do a decent job, and Brendan Hartley do a decent job. The 9 and Brendan Hartley do a decent job.
Oh, put some respect on Brendan.
I actually really like Brendan Hartley. He's a good champion. I actually really like him. But it's
sure is a nice
the F1 era of his life wasn't the one for him. But hey, Brendan, if you're listening and you want to come and prove me wrong, we'll have you on the podcast happily.
How's he going to prove you wrong? Is he going to race against you?
Yeah, he'd probably win that, to be fair.
You probably could. You don't drive.
Yeah. That's what he said. He'd prove me wrong.
No, but he can fight his corner. He can fight his corner.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought. Like, I just had visions of you guys go-karting against each other.
All that, to be fair, Brendan, if you want to go go-karting, we'll go down to Rye House and we'll have a little race.
Oh, go on, Shah. I need some more controversial ones. I feel like Dan's is pretty safe.
Mine is semi-safe, to be honest.
Oh, no. If I only one has got an actually stinky grid?
You've got basically all the Ferrari drivers on yours. For me, I put Mercedes, I've got George Russell. For Red Bull, Max Verstappen. The formidable force that he is at the moment. Ferrari, I was left, but I don't think it's a bad left, with Fernando Alonso. McLaren, we've got the number one man, which is Lando Norris. Alpine, I've got Mr. Consistent, Mr. Underrated, Esteban Ocon. AlphaTauri, I've got, I'm going to put it in the positive way, Speedy Yuki. Yuki Tsunoda.
Speedy Yuki. I've never heard anyone call him that before.
He's got pace. Aston Martin / Racing Point. I've gone for Sergio Perez, because let's all just remember that's Kia Grand Prix. P20 to first. Haas. Come on. There's only one man I could have chosen for that. It's Mick Schumacher. Not when he's in the wall. Alfa Romeo.
The fact you've had to say that alone probably shows we were scraping the barrel at this point.
Alfa Romeo, Antonio Giovinazzi, very good in qualies. And last but not least, definitely this season's Williams, Alexander Albon.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yours are so much better than mine.
Meanwhile, Jay's reeling off Adrian's Sutil.
Yeah, I think Dan, you should just do the outro.
Thank you. No, go on.
Okay.
I really want to hear this.
Right, I'm gonna do the good ones first, and then we can end another laugh. So I've got Rosberg at Mercedes, world champion. Ferrari Vettel, obviously Vettel, one of the best of all time. McLaren Sainz, he was so good there. Alfa Romeo, Charles Leclerc, well, he was brilliant there. Gasly and AlphaTauri / Toro Rosso, brilliant. And then it starts to get a bit. So I've got Haas, K-Mag.
That's all right.
Not too bad. That's not too bad. And then I got Alpine, Renault, Julian. I shouldn't even laugh. That's so disrespectful.
It's just how random it's kind of getting.
Yeah, it is.
Mate, it gets worse. That's the Martin agency. Adrian, Adrian Sutil, what did he even
do? Can I just say, we're not laughing at the driver here by any means. We're just laughing at the fact that we've gone from Hamilton at Red Bull and Verstappen at... Hamilton at Merck and Verstappen at Red Bull to Adrian Sutil at Renault.
Where was he? Force India, I think. The only thing I remember from him is when he got... he almost had that mad crash up with Schumacher at Abu Dhabi. And then I went a bit cheeky and I put Nick De Vries at Williams because he's probably one of the only drivers in F1 history to have 100% point scoring run with his team.
He's one on a technicality on that front.
That's what I do. But I think everyone should let us know whose team you think is best.
This will be close.
And why you think Adrian Sutil is one of the best drivers of all time.
You know what? I actually always remember Adrian Sutil. One of the first books I have a memory of is like a 2008 or something F1 album when it was on ITV, and Adrian Sutil was in there, and I don't know why, I just always remember him being in there. So I can't hate the man.
I thought you were going to say you had like autobiography or something.
No. I have quite a few F1 autobiographies. I just got Gunter Steiner's. But Adrian Sutil is not one of them.
I really want to get
Adrian.
That's your loss. Don't know what. Has Adrian Sutil got an autobiography? If he's got one, I'm actually going to order it right now.
Can I add a bonus round really quickly? Oh, God. Sorry. I feel a bit sick from laughing. Can we pick one team principal? I don't know.
No, because Jay will somehow pick Eddie Jordan or someone just through complete randomness.
I don't know. I just feel like doing a fun bonus round. Maybe two, whatever. I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to kick it off?
Well, I don't know. Do you agree? Do you want to do it? Is that weird if we do it?
I mean, what kind of rules are we confiding in, or do we just go whoever we want?
Well, for example, I guess you could do the same thing of, do you pick Fred Vasseur Ferrari or Fred Vasseur Alfa Romeo, or like Otmar for Aston or Alpine and all that jazz?
And who is this team principal gonna?
Oh yeah.
Rule.
Some people have natural talent though. Like, you don't need a team principal for Adrian Sutil. Like, the man just knows.
What a driver! How many podiums has that guy got? He must be up there for some of the best of all time.
So bad.
And he's 1.83 meters. He's tall. He's huge.
That is very tall for an F1 driver.
Okay, well, he's got no podiums. No poles, but he does have one fastest lap.
Yeah!
Which, in that day, got you no points.
Got you no points. But he's still got
Nikita
massive.
Mazepin has a fastest lap in F1 as well.
Exactly.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He does.
Okay, well, we don't have to do the team principal thing. I was going to say Toto Wolff, if anyone cares, but if not, it's fine.
I'd have gone Horner.
Toto. Who would I have gone for? I don't know. Gunter Steiner, because my list is pure vibes right now.
Can I just say as well, something I thought the other day, which is not related to this episode at all, the Drive to Survive this season is going to be an absolute stinker.
Oh, they'll find
What can they possibly make drama season from? It's going to be a toilet.
Nick De Vries, Daniel Ricciardo is going to be a big
one. Yeah, that's the only real story there's been.
Can't make 10 episodes.
They'll probably make Piastri and Norris look like enemies.
Probably Red Bull. Maybe. All the teams going against them and
Perez.
You know what? Sorry, I keep thinking of things. This was the other thing I was going to say. I was watching a Tour de France thing called Unchained on Netflix the other day.
Oh, that's good.
And that also has what is very, very obviously fake commentary in it. But for someone that doesn't know cycling that well, I get it and I understand it and I watch it. But I found the commentary quite helpful to know what was going on, because I don't remember the 2022 Tour de France like the back of my hand. So I can now see why Drive to Survive did it. And I feel like maybe we're a bit harsh on it just because we're like, well, we know what happens here. We don't need the commentary. But for people that are getting into the sport through Drive to Survive, I can see why the commentary was helpful now. It's still annoying, but I've gained a bit of sympathy after watching Unchained on Netflix.
Well, I guess Drive to Survive isn't meant for people like us who know the raw talent of Adrian Sutil. It's meant for people who are new to F1. And they're sort of trying to find their way and find their drivers. So Yeah, I mean, I don't really watch Drive to Survive. I do find it a bit...
I don't think I finished the last
Americanized
one.
And so popery. But
it's not so much behind-the-scenes access anymore, is it? It's kind of just retelling the story that we already saw. Whereas, like, season one and two felt like stuff we hadn't seen.
And I feel like we watch all the races, so we know most... things in the world of Formula One.
Spoiler alert, you know what happens. But then again, lots of, like, look at the Harry Potter series. Everyone knows what happens in those movies. Most people have read the books, and they're still really successful movies.
I haven't read or watched
either. Jay, you're a disgrace. There's no other way of saying that.
I'd rather know N-dubs than Harry Potter. Oh.
I haven't watched.
I mean, I'm a very, very big Harry Potter fan, but that is disgraceful.
Either, though, so don't worry, Jay.
Oh my God, I need a new podcast panel urgently here. This is borderline disgraceful.
I think we should do a whole episode on Adrian Sutil for the next one.
Wait, I really want to get
him on. I want to know more.
But I feel like if we get him on and he listens to this episode that we're doing now, and hears us laughing at his name for about 10 minutes.
Should have heard when Mike Crack got announced as the Aston Martin team principal. That was more than 10 minutes. That was more than 10 minutes of laughter. We can't have him on.
Mike Crack.
That was more than 10 minutes cracking up on that one. Shah still goes every time I say his name.
That is the most unfortunate thing that ever happened to you in life. The geezer's just
stuck. You have to go with Michael if that's your surname. Why is he not going by Michael?
I feel like it's better, Michael Crack.
Nah, surely his parents. Like, don't we like people? They call their kids.
What's his middle name? Hang on.
It's like really weird names. Like after like toys. I don't know, like Bop It or something like that. And they call him that. And then. Obviously, that kid will one day be an adult. Surely they sort of like thought about it. I mean, obviously, I know they're German, and Mike Crack's probably a perfectly reasonable name in German, but I feel like there's a lack of foresight there.
Yeah, I can't say it on here. I've got a great one. I'll tell you after we finish recording, but some names are just... he's from Luxembourg, by the way, Mike Crack.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Crack.
He is Luxembourgish, according to Wikipedia.
Is that the is that name for it? Oh, actually, go on. Talking about Luxembourg, do you want a bit of F1 trivia?
Always.
I'll ask you, and you can see. So, the Luxembourg Grand Prix was held at which racetrack?
I don't know.
Was it in Luxembourg?
I'm going to say
no. Luxembourg is probably about the size of a racetrack. It wasn't in Luxembourg.
There you go. Was it at Jerez? I just know you love Jerez, so it was a complete guess.
I do love Jerez, but it wasn't Jerez, no.
Jay did really look
you kind of got to look at it geographically.
By you saying Jerez. He's like, Jerez!
Do you know what? I actually saw something the other day. I was watching a documentary on Spain, and I just saw, like, a sign for Jerez, and I was just instantly intrigued.
Instantly just like, ooh. I can't even think what's near Lux. Nürburgring?
Boom. Nürburgring. Well done.
I thought that'd take longer than it did.
It's kind of like San Marino Imola vibes.
I don't think Mike Crack has a middle name.
What a shame. It's not really are we gonna wrap this up, Dan?
Yeah, I think we're about done. Thank you very much for listening. We've really rambled on and gone on a bit of a tangent this episode. But for the Adrian Sutil fans out there, there's an episode for you right here. Thank you for listening. Jay Shah, anything to say before we finish?
Adrian, if you're out there, we would love to have
you. I actually really would love to know more about Adrian and what he's up to now. But also... do let us know on social media whose draft driver lineup you prefer, and don't hesitate to say Charlotte's.
And make sure you explain why it's mine.
And if it is Jay's, give your head a wobble. Thank you for listening. We will see you very shortly. Goodbye.